Now, from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace and Brandon Johns.
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Throws it, fakes the spike in the end zone. Touchdown. Whoa.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap.
Back on Fan Run Radio, it's Optional, second hour, as we get going here. Man, I go back and look at some of these injuries that are coming up. So, breaking news out of Baton Rouge, Drake Davis has been officially kicked off the team. Second domestic violence incident in a month. Yeah, he probably should have, probably kicked him off after the first one.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it should never be, you know, something overlooked, but in the climate today, I mean, that's something that's never going to be tolerable for you getting something like that. Most coaches, they should be doing it. Some coaches are going to let it pass. Some coaches are going to let their coaches pass on that.
But yeah.
For the most part, everybody's doing the right thing when it comes to this.
I was sitting there Saturday night. You know, we had just wrapped up a great day of football. TCU had ended. There was a Pac-12 game on. I tried to keep my eyelids open for UCLA versus Fresno State just because we had a friend of the show, Christopher Gabriel, who works for Fresno State's network, and he was at the Rose Bowl. But there was a fight coming on, and it was Canelo versus Triple G. This was something I'm excited about. Shout out to one of my followers for giving me then I sent it to Russell, an HD free streaming site to be able to watch the fight and not have to pay $84.
Sounds very legal.
It was very legal. All I did was I said, "Is anybody got a stream?" Like I didn't say anybody got a free stream. I said anybody got a stream.
Did you pay? Then it doesn't sound legal.
I clicked the button and it just started playing in HD. And
I didn't know Brandon over there was the police up in here.
He's not. just pointing out the inconsistencies with the argument that was legal. It definitely was not.
I didn't do anything illegal.
It's just frowned
upon. I just clicked on it. It was a good fight. I thought Triple G should have won the fight. That was just my personal opinion. Because he landed more punches and once Canelo would come in on him, I thought that Triple G was able to contain himself and fight back. I mean, Canelo, his chin is just, it's a rock. You know what I mean? It's not going to break. And the problem was Triple G kept coming forward, and then he would step back a little bit, and Canelo would come in on him. I didn't like, boxing's getting weird to me, man. You had one guy throw in the 114-114 draw, and then you had two others come in with 115-113, and I'm like, yeah, my God, wait a minute. You know, something doesn't feel right. And once they threw in that 115-113, I was like, oh, this is probably Canelo. This is not going to go well. And to show you how far off like it was and how many different opinions, HBO, they had it 88-84 heading into the final round.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fight I was looking forward to. I guess the best part about it is now they're going to have the trilogy.
Well, that's what they're probably doing in the spring.
Yeah,
that's what they were trying to, you know, hopefully to get to. Conspiracy theorists around fighting always going to, you know, be like, well, they're just trying to set up that third fight. I didn't get a chance to watch it. Wanted to. It was actually off by the time I was able to get home.
Yeah,
it was a earlier fight. Most times those things, you know, still kind of going on main event sometimes at midnight. But from I guess the clips I have seen, Like, you know, Canelo, most people thought he won, except there might have been discrepancy over did he win that last round, but most people did believe. So the trilogy should be amazing. Should be. Let's hope it's not too late, you know, because these guys are – they're entering that phase, too, where they're slowly – I mean, maybe not Canelo, but definitely Triple G.
Like, get this damn thing done in the spring. Yep. Like, get the Triple G done at, you know, whatever – I forgot what celebration it is in the spring. They usually try to get the fights going May 4th. Uh-huh. Oh, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brandon, you're laughing over there?
That's what
I mean, just yeah. I mean, boxing is like
shut up.
How many scandals? It's like every fight. They need to come up with something.
I mean, Canelo ate some bad meat.
They need to have some, like, I don't know, more transparency or something, because every fight, it seems like people are like, "How did you get that result?" Mayweather Pacquiao, well, that first time that happened, I remember people like, what?
Well, boxing's always kind of going to be like that just because it's an art to it. And it's about, you know, percentage punches landed. It's not your MMA where you go in, slug it out, somebody taps out, somebody gets knocked out. Right. I mean, you have a point system there too.
But it's much easier.
I get that.
I know.
I'm saying it's just ripe for corruption. It always has been.
Yeah, and it always will be, but just because, you know, it's – perspective is, you know, opinionated from the judge's standpoint. What did they see? So it's always going to be like, I think it's slowly, it probably won't ever be like it was, be back. But you got some prominent boxers now. Whenever Joshua and Wilder fight, I mean, that's...
Well, Deontay's got to fight stupid Tyson Fury first, and that pisses me off because...
Tyson Fury could knock him out.
Man, I'm so sick of Tyson Fury. I mean, look, his antics are funny. He's a funny guy. He comes out during his fight, and I watched his fight a couple weeks ago. He comes out, and he's playing Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
And, you know, Deontay, my man, the Bronze Bomber. We'll have him on the show before the fight with Tyson Fury. When they asked, you know, how do they want to set the fight up with Tyson Fury, Tyson Fury's like, I'll come anywhere and everywhere. So that fight's going to happen in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm excited about. And then what it sets up, I think if Deontay's got – the winner is going to face Anthony Joshua.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate because I think Tyson Fury has made a mockery of boxing over the last 3 years after he beat Klitschko. But I hope Deontay Wilder wins it. And then it sets up that summertime matchup with Anthony Joshua, and I don't care if they put it in Manchester, England. I don't care where the fight is. I'm stoked, and I'd want to travel to that.
He wants neutral judges. What do you think about that?
Are they going to have him go up against your friend over there in Manchester, England?
Ollie? Yeah, my editor at The Read Optional. He released his piece today.
I was going to say, I didn't know if that was okay to say, but yeah, they're going to have Ollie and Deontay
spar a couple rounds. He released the piece today. It's exciting. I'll text him right now. But getting back to the boxing thing, I think that we all deserve the big fights that we had back in the day. And I know we're talking about boxing here for a second, but guys, I mean, we can't talk Tennessee for 2 hours straight. I think that I miss Evander Holyfield versus Riddick Bowe. I miss Lennox Lewis versus Mike Tyson.
Absolutely.
I miss
heavyweights. The outstanding heavyweight even bouts that you had the 90s
fights.
And the 80s, and I mean even the 70s going back, that's what boxing was. That's where people fell in love with the sport, especially the 90s and all the superstars you had. So they're trying to get back to that, and you just hope that, I mean, I do as a boxing fan, they can maintain some consistency and a little trajectory upward like they have been recently. But time will tell. A lot of people love MMA, man, and boxing takes a back seat these days. It's an old man sport.
My editor at the Read Optional, Chance, he writes for The Guardian.
Uh-huh.
And he writes also, he does a lot of things for The Score in Canada, stuff like that. But secretly, for the last 3 months, and he put his piece out today to kind of document it, he has been training to become a professional boxer as a documentary series for The Guardian. So I've been talking to him every other day, and he's training like one of Manchester's biggest promotions has been, you know, they gave him a trainer, they gave him a nutritionist, and he's been getting hit every day in training. His fight is Saturday at 1:00.
So does that make it like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. local time?
No, no.
1 o'clock
It'll be
our
here.
Time?
Yeah, 1 o'clock our time. So I'm excited. It's going to be on pay-per-view, but he gave me a – I figured out a way to get around that. Like, I'm not paying for his one fight.
No.
But
– Some friend. You are.
It's not helping him, and he's not getting a purse out of it.
Oh, is he not getting anything out of it?
I mean, he gets some money out of it, but more or less he's had this whole thing documented for the last 3 months, and he's the Guardian is paying for it, and then they're going to release – Like, he's doing video logs all week. Look, man, this is like a, you know, this is like a...
No.
Try to compare him to somebody at the studio. It would be like, okay, it'd be like Brandon, but like leaner, not as big muscular-wise as Brandon is. Don't take that as a compliment. Don't get a big freaking head either. But he's...
You said the guy was leaner than me. I don't know if I should take that as a compliment at all, Trey.
I meant muscular-wise.
No, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
So...
That's really cool, though, man.
No, it'll be Saturday. I plan on watching it. It'll be on pay-per-view from Manchester. He's going to go in there and fight some guy that looks like he smokes two packs a day. And I said, man, you're going to get
it. You ever done a boxing workout?
Yeah, dude.
True story. I used to do a little Golden Glove boxing with Eppolito Boxing here in Knoxville.
Sweet.
It was just like a hobby. Like, you get into a couple competitions, but like never anything like where I was like, you know, in a big tournament or something like that. But I just loved it for the workout, and I really like boxing a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the most strenuous, toughest workouts, sports that I've ever done. And I played baseball for a long time and other sports, but like boxing is just it's tough.
I did it in Nashville, boxing before I had my big knee surgery last summer a couple times. And, man, it's fun, dude.
It's fun.
It's
great to get in there and spar, like you say, doing the training. It's great. And when I was talking about working with this guy here in Knoxville, Eppolito Boxing, he's like your classic, you know, New Yorker, like – old, it's old, like
right,
gym, like
yeah.
You feel like you're going there. And it's like Rocky, like
you don't
seriously.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah, yo, seriously, oh,
hit
the accent,
back.
The accent, and everything. And he's tough on you when you come in there just as a beginner, and really works for a lot of people. It's really cool. So boxing, man, love boxing. We can talk. No, not everybody. Don't turn the dial, but we could talk boxing all day off the air.
No, we will. It's fun in Tennessee week. I get that, but you know what? We got to fill a little time, and there's some big events coming up.
It was a big match.
Yeah, this weekend was huge. And get if you come out of the college football bubble and realize there is other stuff going on.
There is some breaking Tennessee news we can get to after the break.
Okay, let's do it. Let's take a break now as DJ BJ over there is taking us out to the funk. And I don't know how a young guy like this has this type of playlist, but I love him for it. So we'll be back. Other side, some news coming out of Knoxville. Well, here in town. Damn it. It's optional. The quicker I get in, the quicker you get out. Well, that didn't come out. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, just get out.
It didn't come out, right? Oh, wait.
Just cut the Green Day off.
Is this Friends?
Is this Green Day? This was Green Day.
That is not Green Day.
That was not Green Day.
The Rembrandts.
The Rembrandts. God, for some reason,
Were the Rembrandts not like, was it like two like... Like, were they twins or something?
Yeah,
two dudes. Yeah, two dudes. They looked alike. I thought they were twins.
So they're about as good as the Cranberries back in the day?
I wouldn't go that far.
Cranberries
dude.
Probably better.
Yeah, the Cranberries. Come on now.
Way better than the Rembrandts.
Dang, man. That's.
The Rembrandts had the Friends theme song, and that was about it.
I'm sitting here watching a video of Coach O dancing in the locker room, and this is the best thing I've ever seen. I'm telling you, he was on fire.
LSU football. Go Tigers.
Like, I put out a tweet after the game, and some people got mad at me. Like, you're making fun of Coach O and the way he talks. Because I put out a tweet. He says, after the game in his press conference, you know, in his interview he had with SEC on CBS, you know, I can barely understand it. I just put out, yeah, I think he just said, goobity, 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 go Tigers 3-0. And people get pissed off about it. And we're not making fun. We're having, you know, it's all.
I am.
It's all it's fun and games,
put
man.
Put the pebble in the gumbo.
He's so good,
I got to say, though, too. I was wrong about Coach O.
A lot of people were
I
wrong.
Was wrong.
Were you wrong about Coach O, or were you
stand there and
or were you
say,
wrong about Because I picked LSU to cover the spread.
I was 99% sure.
But are people wrong about Coach O, or are they just wrong about the team? Because the team, I think
that so many people, we were talking about, and other personalities at this station were so out on Coach O, it was a joke. I thought he would kind of survive. I didn't think he'd be doing this well, and he is doing well. You got to give him credit. But no, I think people were wrong on Coach O, because nobody thought, even with the amount of talent, you get so much talent in state in Louisiana, even with the amount of talent that he can go out and get, you know, Texas, Louisiana. Like, people didn't think that he would be able to overcome himself.
Before the season started, we were betting on which week he'd get fired.
Yeah,
not that he'd make it through the season.
And let's be real honest here with each other as well. LSU come out over the next 5 weeks and lose 3 out of 5, and we could be sitting here talking about it come November if Coach O's going to be there next year.
Well, I think I don't think so.
But they won't.
Yeah, they won't.
I know that. I know, but I'm just saying that's how quick fire he is.
Yeah, something goes wrong. That is, and I think that's a little unfair to him.
Right.
I think the guy. I mean, we all. What did people think when he got rid of Matt Canada because you know conflicting personalities? They couldn't work together. Like,
he lost the program.
Here's Coach O losing the program, meddling too much. Got to have his hands. And look what's happening. Like, it seems like addition by subtraction there.
It also seems like LSU finally has a quarterback.
That's true.
Like, you get Joe Burrow for 2 years now.
It's true.
So, he threw a dart for that 75-yard touchdown.
Joe Burrow, that's just the quarterback's name, dude.
He looked good. And then, you know, I was pissed off about it. I was like, you know, LSU's getting ready to kick a field goal to win the game. And I was like, all right, cool. Some Cajun kicker's going to come out here like Delamonte or – you know, Boca Batini or whatever. And then out comes, they go to the kicker. They're showing him on the sideline. Yeah. His last name's Tracy. I was like, wait a minute. What the hell is this? And then Cole Tracy, like, they can't go down in the books. Like, I need some Cajun, Cole some French, Tracy. You know, French last name. And yeah, Cole Tracy lining up for the kick here.
And it's Kermit good. Frog on the call.
That was actually pretty good.
That was a good Cole Kermit Tracy the Frog.
Damn good Kermit.
It was depressing, but hey, good for them, and it was.
I'm kind of excited to see what they do the rest of the season. I think all eyes on this program.
They keep it up, man. Imagine that Bama LSU game.
Yes, they jumped to number 6, right?
They should have been top 3. They've beaten 2 top 10 teams.
I don't know about top 3, but I think they deserve to be in the top 5. You know, maybe at least in the 4th spot, but they're at the 6th spot. But I'm very interested to see what they do the rest of the way. See if they can keep it up. See if the quarterback play can keep. Because that's what's held him. That's what, you know, kind of shot down Les Miles into his career. Could never get a quarterback in there. He was too faithful to, I can't remember his offensive coordinator now, that he would never let go. But,
I know what you're talking about.
He would never, they never kind of go outside the box. It was too vanilla. The same old stuff every year.
I'll tell you what. That Georgia LSU game will be fun.
Yeah, that'd be lit. That's a game I'd want to travel to.
That's when we're going to find out if LSU's the real deal or not.
No, I agree. And I'm pretty sure they get that game before they play Alabama in November.
They do. I believe, I want to say October 19th, but I'm looking it up right now.
The problem with LSU is and I don't think it'd be this year. They got to go to Gainesville again. And that's interesting. They get that double whammy of having to play down there twice. This will be the last year for that mess.
October 13th.
So they play Georgia October 13th?
Yeah, so second Saturday of October.
Okay, so I go ahead and tell you how the SEC on CBS lineup and the games will be that weekend. So it will be Georgia and LSU on CBS that weekend. If things stay the same, College Game Day will be there. And then Auburn, Tennessee, this is what I was alluding at earlier. I think Auburn, Tennessee will be a night game on the Plains. I think either ESPN, ESPN2, or SEC Network will pick up Auburn, Tennessee. They'll put it at night in the 7 or 7:30 slot because it's out there. Because you've also got
A&M in South Carolina, though.
Well, that's fine. You can throw them on ESPN, and then Tennessee Auburn be on the SEC Network.
ESPN would double book them.
Yeah, absolutely. They did this. They're doing it next weekend.
Oh, I didn't know if we had a game on ESPN and a SEC game on ESPN.
So next weekend, they're throwing, or it's the weekend. It's the weekend after. They have back-to-back games on SEC Network, and then on ESPN, and then also on SEC Network. So I think that in itself. So let's see, we're pulling it up here. Yeah, okay. So next weekend, which is the 29th, they're throwing South Carolina at Kentucky. Huge game for Kentucky. They're putting that on the SEC Network. ESPN at 6 o'clock is rolling with Florida and Mississippi State, and then they're backing that game up at 9:15 with Ole Miss and LSU.
Okay.
So, wow. I mean, ESPN's really going with the SEC weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty big. And then they're rolling with Arkansas and A&M on ESPN earlier that day.
How bad is Arkansas?
They are so bad. A lot of Tennessee fans definitely happy that they had that punt return on Arkansas. And I know Russell had tweeted about it over the weekend. It makes you forget
Adams.
Joe Adams and his circle button up the sideline. Yeah, that was bad. And I kept trying to watch that video of North Texas. I was like, well, did he fake a fair catch? No, it's just like he just stopped and everybody. That's also to blame kind of the nature of where football is going. Something you kind of like were talking about, hits being hits. Everybody's so scared to really lay a hit on somebody. They all held up when they got to that guy because you're just obviously expecting fair catch in that situation. And what a great play by North Texas.
That took some cojones.
Oh, yeah, because he could have got lit up. He could have got absolutely killed if somebody's running full, and they're like, "Oh, he didn't."
I would imagine that Arkansas guy was not paying attention.
No, he couldn't have been.
I wish he got hit because I want to see if that's hitting a defenseless player.
Probably would have been.
They would have called that, and then the downfall of football would continue with their nonsensical penalties. If the guy's just going to stand there, is he technically defenseless? That would put him in a tricky spot. I'd be curious to see how they'd rule on that.
That whole thing was – that freaked me out. Yeah. That tripped me out, man. I saw that happen. Okay, let me say this also. North Texas is 3-0, and they're getting votes in the top 25 right now. So
yes.
Not to take away the fact that Arkansas is garbage and nobody was at the game in the second half.
North Texas, only undefeated Texas team.
Oh yeah!
Dang, Chad's first day throwing out stats.
Yeah,
it's not only the North Texas one, but the fact they lost to Colorado State, who just got annihilated by Florida.
I agree.
Arkansas is bad.
I think it's the mojo coming from them holding a pro wrestling event in their stadium right after beating whoever they beat last weekend.
Awesome.
You remember that?
I didn't know.
They set up a pro wrestling.
This is another thing we were talking about, Chance. We were talking about like how band concerts at halftime, like, oh, we could do something better. Trey says no band whatsoever. I said have them do the pregame thing, whatever. But at halftime, how much better would a pro wrestling match
at a football game
this Saturday night between like a guy in a gator mascot like outfit and a smoky outfit?
That would actually be pretty good. Especially for fantastic. The amount of wrestling fans, if you've noticed, that are present in East Tennessee and I'm sure Florida down here. That'd be pretty funny.
Hey, look, our mayor is a pro wrestler.
Shut the lights off have Philip Fulmer come sprint in and drop like a elbow, atomic elbow from the top rope.
They held it in like the mezzanine area, like at North Texas.
Do it.
North Texas is on like 20,000 seat stadium.
I'm giving you gold right now, UT. this is gold.
For free. Giving you the milk for free right now.
You know how many... I'm probably going to piss off part of the fan base. You know how many 50 to like 80-year-olds would be pissed off if the band didn't play it halftime?
Oh, my goodness. There'd be so many people mad.
I can't run that circle drill.
Yeah. What are you doing out there? That's why I hate all these millennials.
I came to see the circle drill.
Damn. Band lives matter. all these people.
And I love the marching band. Don't get me wrong. I played drumline freshman year high school. I loved it.
I'm just saying, you can't compete with that idea of having a
you need to turn into
match.
A promoter because you're trying to roll out
awesome
professional wrestling in the middle of college football games. So let's take a break. On the other side, you know what's coming. We get it every single day. Brandon had some weird news of the day and some facts that might stump me, so we'll see if he can pull it off. I'm going to.
This is from 2017. I don't know much more recent you want than that.
What is
Paul McCartney's new stuff?
Oh, God bless. Get out of the break. It's optional. Fox Sports Knoxville. You're about to have your privileges taken over.
To the beat, cause we are the best. We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie. Hey. Rocker to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with the horns that make that money.
Let me see those hands again. Here he goes. DJ BJ on the one and twos. I can just imagine you at some club.
I've seen him in concert one time. It was actually pretty awesome. Yeah, he was down in River Bend in Chattanooga.
Oh man, and nice.
We were in a restaurant like right off next to it.
He just came in and played.
Literally, the salt shakers and stuff on the tables were shaking when the song came on. It was awesome.
DJ Cool.
That's awesome. Brandon, you know what time it is, brother. Every day we go through this. Brandon throws out news of the day and see if he can stump me or bring anything that I don't already know. And I'm sure he's going to be able to knock that out today. So, Brandon, I give you your opportunity to stump me a chance. News of the day.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
All right, starting from the top, my favorite story of the weekend.
Oh, God.
Bills cornerback Vontae Davis not only did not come out for the second half of play, but retired and left the stadium in street clothes.
You're cool. You're cool. Bleep you. I'm out.
Yeah. It's like, see ya.
Somebody put it out there. What if some Bills fan left the game early and all of a sudden was driving down the road and there was Vontae Davis pulling out as well?
What up, dude? It's like, hey, you're supposed to be on the field right now.
Also,
thank you.
My second favorite story. The Big Ten suffers the worst weekend in football history for the conference as they lose 7 games to non-conference opponents, God, including Rutgers, losing by 41 to Kansas.
Kansas is rolling right now.
2 weeks ago.
Kansas, Big 12 favorite.
2 weeks ago when Kansas lost to Nicholls State, a Kansas professor wrote an essay saying why Kansas should cancel the football program. And then Rutgers got beat by them by 41.
Take that, professor.
Rutgers should not be able to play football ever again. Also, in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes and Ryan Fitzmagic taking the league by storm. Mahomes has more touchdown passes in the first 2 weeks of a season than any quarterback in history.
Yep.
And the Bucs are 2-0. And as you guys mentioned before, Jameis, I don't know, might be riding the pine a little longer than he was anticipating.
Congrats, I think Fitz, he kind of got to. Fitzmagic is here. I believe it's here to stay.
He's made a lot of money in his career.
Made a lot of money and helped out a lot of teams along
the
way.
He is balling.
The Braves in baseball, 6.5 game lead with 13 to play, so they're closing in on it.
They don't clinch that, then
right.
They got problems.
Urban Meyer gave another interview to Tom Rinaldi and spoke again. And I think we hit on most of that, but yeah, Urban Meyer's a liar, and we all know.
Go back and watch the interview. Changed. Tom Rinaldi really pretty much grilled him. I will say this. I wish they'd had a woman as the person that was interviewing Urban Meyer. Yep.
And then lastly, I believe we're all playing for second place if you are a fan other than an Alabama Crimson Tide fan. Because listen to these stats for Tua Tagovailoa.
I'm ready.
Third down so far this year. He is 12 for 12, 298 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
Jesus.
He's unstoppable.
That's fantastic.
Best quarterback Saban's ever had. And I don't even think it's close. I think everyone's playing for second place.
Yeah, I know that you guys you had said that maybe he's gone after 2 years. I think he stays the 3 and they go undefeated for 3 straight seasons. Think about what you said. Saban's never had a quarterback like this, and they dominated teams. They are murdering teams.
They were up 49-7 at halftime.
You see, Ole Miss fans, and I'm pretty watching the game, Ole Miss scores first play. They score the first points. Right. Might be an okay game. Not 62-7 later. That train ain't stopping anytime soon with Tua back there.
That's where I felt bad for Sean McDonough and Todd Blackledge. Like, that's the prime crew. Like, them guys know what they're talking about. They had to sit through that crap.
Who I felt Saturday bad for? Night. Me. Taking the over at 70, and they didn't score any points.
Oh,
13 minutes left in the third quarter through the rest of the game.
Bad.
That was it.
Beat.
That was
you
it.
Bet the
took the over at 70.
I would have taken the over.
What was the final score?
Too.
62-7.
Yes. Bad. Such a
dang.
Bad
yeah.
Bad. That's bad safety. Beat. Literally a snap over someone's head would have
hello,
won it.
Hello, Brandon. This you is bad beat. Nice to meet you.
Absolutely hosed by Nick Saban's empathy.
What happened in history today, idiot?
Yeah.
Oh man. All right, this day in history. Oprah launched her book club in 1996.
Oprah book club. So 1996.
Yeah, that was big.
Made a lot of people a lot of money.
Yes.
The U.S. Constitution was signed 1787.
1976.
1996. Signed the Constitution.
Hey, I corrected myself, guys.
Good job.
Don't need you guys to do it too.
All right, okay.
Yeah. What?
Keep going. Now,
Louis Armstrong turned down his trip to Russia in 1957.
Smart
because
man.
Of the Cold War.
Smart
and
man.
All that going on.
Damn Putin.
Yeah.
Keep going.
That's right.
What
and
world.
The first amphibious cars arrived in Frankfurt, Germany after sailing across the English Channel. 1965. I did not know amphibious cars were around for that long. How about that?
Hmm.
What?
Yeah. That's
how did you
I mean, it's on there. This day in history. We find the facts from all over.
You're like CNN on these facts, man. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Other big news you didn't touch on, but it's kind of like it's from today.
It's good at Chance's news desk.
Carson Wentz going to make his season debut against the Colts.
Is Foles that bad? I haven't got to watch a lot of Eagles games this year.
Yeah, he was bad in the preseason, too. And, I mean, you got to get Wentz back out there, especially how they got carved up by Fitzmagic over the weekend.
True.
Also, the big news that we kind of teased earlier, Joe DiPietro.
President.
President of Tennessee's, the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee Martin, all the schools in that, whatever you want to call it. But he has announced his, he announced his retirement.
Yep.
But he has a date now. It will be, and computer's long and slow, February 16th of next year.
Yep.
And he plans to use his remaining vacation time after November, from November on, and then he will be out by February. So UT and the Board of Trustees.
They even named an announcement yet?
He's got
a replacement?
He's got 3 months vacation.
Hell yeah, he does.
I thought that was, I was like, man,
right on, man.
What a job and way to plan it out like that.
Right.
I'm going
to
retire.
That's the way to go.
And then I'm gonna officially leave the post in November, and I'm still going to get paid and still going to be the president until February.
So he gets paid during Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, signing day.
Yep.
That's a baller.
Yeah, DiPietro's led the UT system since January of 2011.
So, it's 7 years as president.
So he's done.
February 14th, 2019 will be his retirement date. But like I said, he will use his remaining vacation time.
On Valentine's Day?
To step down from active service on November 21st.
He's going to get a fat check on Valentine's Day, deposit into his account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife will have a great night.
Yep.
And he'll just ride off into the sunset of rolling Tennessee athletics
keep
into
rolling,
the ground.
Rolling.
Whatever. Big, go enjoy yourself.
But his fundraising efforts were phenomenal.
Yeah. His fundraising efforts were great.
Yes.
It's the only way we could handle all those buyouts we've had
to pay
the past.
Thank God.
Under his watch.
Yes. Quote, the university is well positioned for success. We are coming off a record-breaking year in research funding as well as private fundraising, and we have a committed group of chancellors and system administrators to move the university forward, end quote.
It all makes sense because remember we were talking about the value of Tennessee athletics.
Yep.
Thank God he can fundraise because Tennessee would be in trouble.
We've paid more in buyouts in the last 10 years than Vanderbilt would need to redo their stadium.
No doubt.
Think about that.
That's the two fan bases.
Do we want to think about
it? I was willing to donate, like garnish my wages to buy out Butch Jones' contract. I would have, if they did a public offering to pay his buyout, they would have raised
the
money.
Man, they're doing that for Willie Taggart right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
It's all stupid.
If you don't, turn around.
He is bad. That team is horrible.
You know, and to give, all right, I'm not going to be the apologist, but The offensive line was just as bad the last 2 years. Jimbo missed on all of those guys that he has.
Agreed.
The offensive line is trash, so I can't blame Willie Taggart for that. but he's got to do better or he's not going to make. But they can't do nothing. Right. Buyout's too big. He's at least stuck there for 2 years.
Yeah,
at least.
I was going to say, I'll give you that too. Like, these are Jimbo's guys, but at the same point, you're Florida State. I don't care who you get. You can't get run by Syracuse like that.
Jimbo didn't leave you talentless either.
It's not like.
No. I won't say that at all. They got a talented group on defense, especially defense. The defense is very talented.
Donovan
could be
McNabb
one of the top quarterbacks.
Yeah,
if he had an offensive line.
If he had an offensive line, I think he'd be
maybe
a top
one of the top running backs. Cam Akers.
Well, you got in his freshman year. I mean, that's why he was so like highly touted going into the Alabama game because what he did in his freshman year. Now, if they keep going on like this, you will see. I mean, people missing Jimbo a little bit.
I don't know what Florida State does, man, but that's just.
Well, I know what they do if it doesn't work out for Taggart.
They go down
I
think to Boca Raton.
You have to. Lane Kiffin and Florida State's personality, the match made in heaven. Like, really? The hated Florida State, and I know this because as a fan, with Lane Kiffin, the bad boy who cares not what you think, yeah, it'd be a perfect match. Great PR move.
Watching him and Mark Richt, the two opposite ends of the coaching spectrum, take on with Miami FSU would be so much fun.
It'd be awesome.
I agree. It could be a good time. I just that would be trouble.
Bring the Lane train.
Bring the Lane train to Tallahassee. We'll talk to Mark Moses tomorrow from 1560 down there in Melbourne, Florida. We're going to talk to him about the craziness going on with FSU and talk about the Gators coming up to Knoxville. They'll be here Friday. They'll get in town Friday, do their walkthrough. I imagine the away team still stay. Well, I don't even know if I need to tell folks out there. People might have UT calling me saying, please don't tell where the opposing team is playing yet. So don't feel like I have them. Brandon, let's take it a break. On the other side, we'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. It's been a fun first day with Chance aboard, and you go out with breakfast. This is actually a good song. This is a good song.
Very good song, Brandon. Very good song.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Just no.
It feels good to be appreciated.
I won't forget about you.
You might as well thank just you. Cut your mic off now and walk out with your hand in the air.
I'm no Vontae Davis.
It's optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. Dancing, you know it, baby.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait.
You better watch it. You got caught the other day with language. Yeah,
this one's clean.
This one's clean? Okay. I'm just checking. You got Gat the other day.
It's cleaner than the title would make you think it is.
Oh, yeah. Great song, though. You got somebody caught you on the language. Yeah, good pick right there.
I know.
You're coming back with some current music now.
He does good every now and then with his musical selections. I was proud of him.
Oh my God, I just noticed on your computer, it's Dolly.
Oh yeah, dude. Big Dolly fan.
Big Dolly fan.
The Queen of Tennessee.
The Queen of Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Young Dolly.
Never noticed that.
Dolly in the prime. I just noticed it.
That's right. Dolly, baby.
Wow. Who's playing tonight? Monday Night Football.
Bears and Seahawks.
Yes, Bears Seahawks. Man. Is that going to be a good one?
I mean, I think so, and I think it's because both teams are not that good. That's what I think.
I just
Trubisky's the Seahawks.
Like, Trubisky's terrible, but Seahawks' offensive line is equally as bad as
offensive line, no more Legion of Boom, just Earl Thomas back there now.
Earl Thomas and Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner.
They haven't had a running back since, like, Lynch either.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to have a running back since then. I think that's what's hurt them when they – the year after they had won the Super Bowl, the second time they went, whatnot, and they got rid of Russell Okung, it seemed like everything went downhill from there.
It's all been downhill.
They can't
pay for him.
No, they couldn't. They've never had an offensive line. Yeah, they're paying Russell Wilson so much.
Exactly.
In 2020 or next year, he gets, what, $570,000 per game?
Something like that.
It's pretty, you know.
But I feel like he's worth it, but you can't build a good team around it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he's worth it, but he's not like, – you can't do anything around it, and he's good, but he's not that good. He cashed in at a good time at the height of his career. His career will never be, I don't think, at the height it was.
That'll be the biggest contract he ever gets. But, I mean, he's good, like you said, though. Not much spending money left around. That's what the Raiders had to deal with, why they got rid of Khalil Mack after paying Derek Carr.
Outside the NFL, can we stop talking about the Philip Fulmer practice crap now?
Oh, yeah. Pruitt handled that very, very well, and they continue to say, It's like people are trying to paint a narrative or that, that Fulmer's meddling or, you know, that Pruitt's not wanting that. But he's like, nah, dude, I'd be a – pretty much he said, what quote, I'd be a fool to not take advice from right. Coach Fulmer. So he understands how his bread is buttered. He knows who brought him to Tennessee.
He sees the signature on the bottom of the paychecks.
Yes, he understands that – Philip Fulmer is the man, and he's very far down on the bottom. And, yeah, he, of course.
He also understands that he's got a Hall of Fame offensive line coach.
That he can go to at any time when he is having some trouble.
And that's Will Friend as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's dropped. I don't want to hear any more about that.
Offensive line been struggling a little bit. We've been changing schemes around. What have you seen? Anything else that you might you could help us out with? Anything? You got any suggestions? That's awesome. Who would not want that?
I agree. Were y'all satisfied with how Vanderbilt played against Notre Dame this weekend?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you guys real quick, maybe it was the most impressive team from the weekend. Vanderbilt. I would say Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
So
they should have won the game by 10 points.
Yes, should have won the game. Shurmur is – he's gotten better.
He has. I'd go with LSU as my most impressive, since I had no faith that they'd down there on the plains and win.
No.
See, I had the faith that LSU could pull that out. You know, they pulled it out last year after they were down 20. Much closer game, you know, better, and they come back and they get the field goal late. With Vandy, though, who would have thought 2 years ago they'd be able to play Notre Dame? I mean, and so many people were picking them to win that game.
I picked them to cover and to keep it real, real close.
Vanderbilt's defense is good.
I honestly thought Vanderbilt could win that football game.
Yeah.
And defense is good. So that was my most impressive thing of the weekend. They had a chance to win it in the 2-minute drill. A dropped ball. It wasn't even dropped. He hit the ground at the end. It came out. So
didn't survive the ground.
Yeah. So this week now, looking forward, we're going to break down all week Tennessee, Florida. Mark Moses, our man from Melbourne, Florida, comes on. Fantastic guys that come on tomorrow. We're going to talk Gators and Vols. We'll talk a little Willie Taggart as well and the mess he's going through down in Tallahassee. That's a dumpster fire. We'll get into a lot of it tomorrow. And then, look, guys, it's nonstop. It's Florida-Tennessee week. It's such a big week for the program because they need to take a step in the right direction. They need to get the win if they're going to make a bowl game. There's a lot of factors that lead into this game on Saturday. Practice is closed to the media today. It will be open back up tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Coach Pruitt will have his final press conference Wednesday night. I'll be there probably around 6:15. That will wrap up the week when it comes to obligations.
Just to get my one Florida hate week joke in.
Oh, here we go.
Our best quarterback is going to the Hall of Fame in the NFL. Florida's best quarterback is in the minor leagues for the Mets. So, take that as you will. Tennessee by 50.
Tennessee by 50 on Saturday. According to Brett, you know, I was walking in the station today after leaving Pruitt's press conference, and I was like, man, this is the type of game that either Tennessee's going to keep it close, or like all of a sudden Tennessee comes out of nowhere and just beats up on Florida somehow and just throws an offense we haven't seen all year.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It'll be fun.
So exciting.
Appreciate everybody joining us. Saturday will be here before you know it. We'll be hanging out. Don't forget Friday night. Oh, that'll be fun,
Pandemonium reigns.
Make sure you get your last-second bets tonight. Bears versus Seahawks. MyBookie.ag. Get them in. It's optional. I'm Trey. That's Chance. That's Brandon. See you tomorrow.
I'm going where the water tastes like wine.
We know.